Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We have a very special guest joining us right now. He's the City Council President of Baltimore City, Bernard Jack Young. Council President, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing very well. Very great event coming up tomorrow at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Amazingly, the fifth annual President's Cup Showcase. I remember when you first had this idea, Council President Young, I remember calling a few of these games on the radio here. An excellent game that showcased some of the best baseball talent in the city.
Yes, and we're all excited about the game that's going to be played tomorrow. As you know, it's East Baltimore will face West Baltimore. It's a mixture of the private and public schools from East and West Baltimore. And that game is going to be played at Oriole Park at Camden Yards at 1 p.m.
What has this game meant to you over the last 4 years?
Well, it brings together, you know, ball players from the public schools and the private schools, and they foster, you know, some relationships, and, you know, they get to see what kind of fields each other play on, and it just makes them more appreciative of when they go and see these good fields, and it makes them start to want to be better players, especially when they notice over on the private school side they have players such as former Oyo Cal Ripken and Larry Sheets over there really coaching them. And when they see the coaches that they have, not that their coaches are not good coaches, but they never played Major League Baseball and can't give them the pointers that Cal Ripken and Larry Sheets can give them, but yet they're still able to compete.
Have you noticed that there's been kind of a re-emphasis of baseball in the city since this game was implemented? And I know there's a lot more than that going into this. There's funding involved and there's fields being built, but have you noticed that the talent pool and the enthusiasm for baseball is going up?
Yes, I have noticed that. I see more and more teams wanting to be a part of the President's Cup. Like I told you the last time I was in the studio, I had some elected officials from around the state asking, could I expand it? But, you know, we had to fine-tune it here first and make sure that we get the financial backing to have it here first before we look at expanding it across the state. I would like to see some nonprofit really come in and take over the President's Cup and really grow it like it should be grown, because right now, you know, my focus is really on legislation and making sure that we run in the city of Baltimore. But this is just something extra that I do because I want to see baseball back on our playing fields in the city. I want to see kids out there every day from, you know, from Monday through Saturday, making sure that they're, you know, out there practicing so they can be the best that they can be.
I completely agree with you. And I know someone who's doing great work in the city is Oriole center fielder Adam Jones,
yes,
who has built two great facilities, and he says he's going to build one a year until his contract is over, which has another 4 years on it. And I know he's doubled down on the efforts to bring baseball back to the kids of Baltimore, and he's very, very serious about it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was with Mr. Jones at the Boys and Girls Club over in Westport.
I was there that day, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that was a great day. And those kids was very excited. And as you've seen, they have the Oyo colors all in the different rooms there. And kids are excited about baseball again, but they want to make sure that they have good playing fields that they can play on. And that's one of our focus, is trying to redo some of the ball fields throughout the city of Baltimore. Not brand new fields, but doing the mounds, the diamond and the base path and little maintenance on the field and benches. That's what we're trying to do.
How do you go about doing that, Council President Young?
Through Rex and Parks. You know, we give Rex and Parks the money. They identify the fields. And sometimes, you know, coaches will call us and tell us about a field. And we'll get Rex and Parks to do it. And they'll go out and get the fields done.
We're talking to Baltimore City.
We do the irrigation and all of that.
Wow.
We gave close to $40,000 to Radtke Park to put in it towards an irrigation system.
Interesting. You know? Well, the game is tomorrow. It is the fifth annual President's Cup Showcase, the citywide baseball showcase game that highlights the best of Baltimore's high school athletes and gives them a chance to compete for the President's Cup. It's East versus West. It's tomorrow at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Come on out and enjoy it. It's supposed to be a beautiful and warm day tomorrow. It's free to come. So go to Camden Yards in downtown Baltimore to see this great high school baseball showcase event. On behalf of the City Council President, Jack Young. And, Jack, thank you so much, as always.
And thank you, Brett.
That is City Council President Bernard C. Jack Young. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.